Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Legos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we've got a super show for you today. In just a little bit, we'll be taking calls from listeners who have any type of client dilemma they'd like us to solve. Maybe you're figuring out how to say sorry to a client or how to deal with an annoying but very profitable one. If we take your call on the air, we'll send you a $25 Starbucks gift card just in time for the holidays, guys. And always, you can call us at 215-953-4979, so start dialing now. Meanwhile, let me introduce our very festive panel of editors. Andy Cohn, our top elf representing Counselor Magazine, is here today.
With his bells on.
How goes it, Andy?
It goes it great.
You've obviously never been called an elf before.
No, I guess not.
We've got the sometimes grumpy, sometimes cheerful Joe Haley, our managing editor. Joe, have you started your holiday shopping yet?
I have not.
Okay, well, get cracking.
But when will you?
Never? Oh, your
Soon.
Wife does it all, doesn't
no,
she?
No, no, no.
Yeah,
Soon.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Soon.
Michelle Jingle Bell is in the house today. Isn't that cute? Back
it's
from
adorable.
Sunny Florida. How was your vacation, Michelle?
It was just super.
I am so glad.
Just super.
And Kathy Houston, Advantage's editor, had so much fun over the Thanksgiving holiday that she decided to take yesterday off, too.
Yes, I
Kathy,
did.
Kathy, are you finally rested and ready to work, or do you need to go home for another day?
I think I need to take off at noon.
Bye.
Ah, all right. Well, we don't want to overstress you. Remember, we're getting ready to take your calls to help you deal with any difficult client issues you're having right now. Get ready to start dialing in a few minutes at 215-953-4979, and if we put you on the air in a little while, you will get a $25 Starbucks gift card.
Nice.
But first, Joe, tell us what is on tap for today's show.
All right. Black Friday and Cyber Monday have come and gone. How do retail make out, and what are the implications for businesses? If you want to give your client seven swans of swimming for Christmas, you better get out your checkbook, as Michelle is going to let us know how much the 12 days of Christmas costs in today's economy.
Pricey.
Do you have a client that calls you toots or babe or sweetheart?
One can only hope.
Give us a call and we'll tell you and tell us about your client dilemmas and we'll dish some good advice. And also stay tuned for 9 ways to secure your laptop. The folks over at American Idol up their marketing ante, find out what's in store. Andy Cohn, he shoots, he scores. Find out what's on tap with the latest in sports marketing. I always want to do that. Michelle That's takes a look great. At how colleges are using viral marketing to entice prospective students. As 09 approaches, we have 9 investment secrets for entrepreneurs. Now, Kathy riding a bicycle conjures images of the Wicked Witch of the West, but she's going to tell you about companies that are encouraging biking to work.
Indeed.
All this in the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy?
Give it to us, Andy.
Thank you. The federal government announced a new plan last week that should alleviate some of the credit concerns of small businesses. The $200 billion program, which should make it easier for American businesses to get loans and lines of credit in 2009, is designed to help restore the flow of credit, which has been clogged for much of 2008. While that news should help restore business confidence, consumer confidence is also improving a bit. The Conference Board reported last week that consumer confidence improved in November after falling to an all-time low in October. Gas prices, which have fallen to a 5-year low of an average of $1.85 per gallon, are the main reason for the uptick in consumer confidence. And we have a few industry company notes this morning. Primeline has announced an expansion to its eco-responsible product line with more than a dozen new items. iPromoteU has hired Troy Mingo, who has worked for Adventures in Advertising, Goldman Promotions, The Vernon Company, and Indoff as its business development specialist, and Gildan named Carla Schoenfeld as its new director of marketing. Plus, later today in Promogram, we'll have a video report on how distributors should prepare their businesses for 2009.
Check it out later this afternoon. Thanks, Andy. All right, well, Black Friday and Cyber Monday are now behind us, thankfully. But, Andy, there's some good economic news on those fronts, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, the Black Friday and the whole weekend following the Thanksgiving holiday was better for retailers than they had thought. In fact, Microsoft said it was their best Xbox sales day ever.
Wow, really? Yeah. That's impressive.
A 25% increase for Black Friday over 07.
The dorks are always going to spend money.
25
yeah, because
the they're the ones that
spend.
Have money.
Gamers, yeah, the game, game was
money?
Huge
yeah,
over last weekend.
So 25% higher for Black Friday?
Just for Xbox.
Oh, Xbox.
Just for that product.
But I think overall, wasn't it like 7%?
Overall, yeah. The average shopper spent 7.2% more than a year ago on Black Friday, and traffic was also up in stores, online, and through catalogs. Consumer traffic was up 17% over the holiday weekend.
That's great. And, you know, I think Cyber Monday went pretty well, too, from mm-hmm. some of the reports I've seen. In fact, I was really annoyed yesterday. I kept trying to get on the J. Crew website, and it kept crashing.
Oh, really?
Because they had, like, a 30% off thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so retailers
that's
are hoping.
Some good news.
Yeah, retailers are hoping that bodes well for the next few weeks as the holiday season.
Now, I guess some naysayers are saying that, oh, it's because all the people are discounting early and, you know, this may not last and maybe people shopped early, but it's not going to continue.
Well, discounts did, you know, attract a lot of people. Yeah. Absolutely. So profits could be, you know, could be scrimped because of that for retailers. But sales Friday and Saturday, overall revenues were up 2%.
Am I the only one still spending like a drunken sailor out there?
No, I
am. I haven't bought a thing yet.
We've got a few drunken sailors.
Ask Steve.
Some analysts think that people are going to wait as we get closer to Christmas, that stores will continue to discount their products even more.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Absolutely.
You're a last-minute shopper?
Oh, yeah, Christmas Eve.
You are.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen you at Christmas
Eve is the best time. You know, there's not as many people.
You know, I keep getting cards. I shop online a lot from, like, J. Crew and Gap. I keep getting cards in the mail that are good from now until Christmas for, like, 20 to 30% off.
Yeah, I got that,
too. For everything.
From Old Navy.
Yeah, see, you're a good shopper like me.
Yes, definitely.
Anyway, I think that's good news. I'm bullish on the Christmas season.
You're bullish on the holidays?
I am.
That's bullish on shopping.
That's no bull.
Well, we're going to pause for a message from today's sponsor, I Promote You, and when we return, you'll find out just how much a partridge and a pear tree really costs. Important.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
We are back on ASI's Tuesday Morning Show and getting ready to take your calls. Give us a call right now at 215-953-4979 and let us help you with any client dilemma you might be having right now. If we put you on the air, we will send you a Starbucks gift card. But first, Michelle Bell has a little holiday news that isn't quite so festive. Michelle?
Well, you know, in the 12 days of Christmas, apparently if you were really going to buy everything in that song, the price tag has gotten a little more steep. For everything in that song, it would cost $86,609.
Woo!
Yeah.
For birds?
That's a lot.
For
Kat,
birds
that
and...
That even beats your holiday budget.
Yeah, definitely.
And Lords of Leaping.
Lords of Leaping. That's right.
So what's the difference?
Well, like, the price is up about $8,500. And just so you know, a partridge cost $20, up from $15 last year. But that's the cheapest, really. Three French hens, which could be the three of us, Kathy, Melinda, and I.
I'm not French.
Thankfully,
one of us is.
Freedom hens. Let's call them freedom hens.
Oh, nice.
Went up $15 from last year.
Okay.
But you can eat them, can't you?
Ew.
Well, it's not a capon.
Well, hey there. Thing.
You just roast them. It's all
a
good.
Capon.
Can we talk about the 5 gold rings, which is really the most important part?
Okay. Oh, well, the price of gold is still going up, right?
Yeah, it was $350 last year. Actually, no, it's $350 this year. Last year it was $395, so that's gone down.
Ooh.
I hope Rich Fairfield's listening. I would like 5 gold rings for Christmas.
Wow, so that's one thing. If you're going to buy something from the 12 Days of Christmas, you're going to want to focus on the golden rings.
Yes.
But where does one go to get the Lords of Leaping?
Well, here's the thing. Since I've always had a thing for drummers because they're hottie and dangerous and bad boys, 12 drummers drumming
okay.
per performance.
How much?
It's only $2,400, up from $2,300 last year. So
Each one is $2,400?
I think you can afford those drummers.
I could.
Right,
yeah.
Anyone looking
look at
to buy Michelle
Christmas.
A present?
I want a drummer drumming. But only a bad boy one.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for the update.
Easy for you to say.
Yes. Okay, now we're going to take some listener calls. Today's topic, client dilemmas. If you're having a problem with a client, call us right now and tell us about it, and we will send you a $25 Starbucks gift card. Right now we have Mark on line one, who is a distributor. How are you this morning, Mark?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Fine, thanks. So you have a client dilemma, Mark. Is that right?
That's correct. I do have a client. You know, never seems to be pleased with my work, and because I haven't been, you know, in a relationship with him long enough, it's hard to tell whether he's just always that way or whether I might just lose the sale.
Huh? Any
dump him
advice? Dump him
already?
Well, I mean,
does he spend a lot of money with you, Mark?
I mean, a little bit, but not a ton. He's not one of my best clients, but you know, we've done a couple things.
Dump
you know,
him.
I
he's
guess,
out.
Well, everyone here is saying dump him, but before you dump him, I would ask, how much of your time are you spending with him and then not getting sales as a result?
Also, and then what is it that he's unhappy with? Is it the product quality? Is it the imprint quality? Is it the delivery date? Is it the creativity?
Sounds like he's not happy with anything.
I actually am not saying to dump him. I'm saying to give it a little bit more time because it doesn't seem like he's gotten to know you so well yet.
Well, I think that if you focus on what the problem is, if, say, it's quality of product, you need to go in, if that client wants a polo shirt and they have a specific shirt that they want, go in with a good, better, best. Show him what he wants, something a little better, and then something even better than
that.
That's
a good idea.
Then it gives him the opportunity to say, okay, I had three shirts to pick from. This is the one I picked, even though I liked the other one better, but it was too expensive. Mm-hmm.
Should I confront him? I mean, ask him if he's unsatisfied or ask if there's something he wants to see improved?
I would. I mean, how can you help someone if you don't know what the problem is?
I agree.
Yeah, I would definitely ask him. But you know what? If you're spending too much time with this guy and you find out it's taking away from your selling time and he's not spending a lot of money with you, then I think it's time to cut the cord.
I agree.
Anyway, hold on the line, Mark, and we'll get your info to give you your Starbucks gift card. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
On line three, we have another distributor, Steve. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. You guys do a great job, by the way.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Steve.
So much.
Thank you.
Hey,
Steve,
I have a client, kind of crazy, actually a potential client, giving me a headache. He has commitment issues. He refuses to commit to any idea, you know, for a program, a product, contest, anything like that. So what can I do just in general to be more persuasive? What do you guys think?
I think Michelle should answer because she has commitment issues.
Be nice to the people with commitment issues.
You have to find a way to light a fire under this person and say, you know, you need to make a decision. Talk about deadlines are coming up or the potential of what can happen if you don't proceed with an order or a sale.
Like increased prices.
The other thing, too, if you need to learn how to close better, I mean, closing a sale, just, you know, making a presentation and saying, here, sign on the bottom line isn't closing. You really have to learn how to close that sale better.
Steve, do you think he's just using you for ideas, or do you think he really has an intention to buy from you someday?
I think he's pretty serious. I think maybe, you know, the closing is my problem. Is there a spot maybe I can get some education on that from you guys?
Absolutely. I don't know if you're going to Orlando or any of our shows in 2009, but we have a whole sales track that can help you with those kinds of things.
Terrific. I'll be there, yeah.
Also check the magazines.
Okay.
All right, stay on the line, Steve. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Steve. Guys.
We have another call, and if anyone else wants to get in on this, give us a call at 215-953-4979. On line four, we have Jesse, a supplier, who potentially is unhappy with a distributor. Jesse, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Fine, thanks.
All right, so I'm hoping you can help me with my client dilemma. I have someone who's constantly ordering at the very last minute, and it really puts a lot of pressure on me and my staff because, you know, it's just a difficult deadline when they're ordering at the 11th hour. And I don't want to lose this person as a client, but, you know, how do I get them to be more proactive and think, you know, to order earlier rather than later?
Discounts and coupons.
Mm.
It's people's, all, you know, their instinct is always going to be to wait until the last minute. But if you give them some incentives, like, you know, knock off their artwork charges or, you know, give them 5% off if they order, you know, in a specific time frame that's easier for you and your staff, that might help.
If you can also track the sales, you might see that things are being ordered for a certain client of theirs at a specific time each year for, say, an employee appreciation program or for a company anniversary. If you can give them the heads up, maybe they can work with their client a little earlier, too, to get this done in a little more timely manner.
Plus, if they order earlier, they'll have greater, the suppliers will have greater inventory and they'll have greater choice. And also emphasize the rush charges. I don't think anybody wants to pay extra.
That's a good point.
Well, thanks for calling, Jesse. Stay on the line and we'll get you your Starbucks gift card. It's not too late to give us a call at 215-953-4979. All right, guys, many of our listeners, both suppliers and distributors, travel for business, and even those who don't travel are likely to take their laptops at least to the local Starbucks now and then. Joe, give us some tips for securing your laptop when you're away from home.
Okay,
safe.
Yeah, a lot of these are common sense, and a laptop can be easily replaced. The problem is the information, the data that's included in the laptop that's hard to recover.
Oh, I'd be in trouble if someone took my laptop.
Oh, absolutely. So here's some important tips. Never leave it unattended at an airport, at a restaurant, at a trade show. Make sure you always take it with you. Now, that might seem like common sense, but some people might say, hey, Ken, can you watch this, pal, while I go to the men's room? And
I'll watch it.
So put it back in its, you know, carrying case. Take it with you if you're going to use the restroom. Also, consider getting a hardware lock where you can lock the data in there. And that can be seen as a deterrent. If someone's going to lift that, they might not want to lift it if they're not able to get to the data. Use encryption technology. Windows Vista Enterprise and Windows Vista Ultimate make files and folders inaccessible unless the user provides the right password or biometrics ID. Mm-hmm. You can also consider using a fingerprint scan and password system to access database on the drive. So the only one who can use that laptop is the person whose fingerprint is going to recognize.
That's good. You know, does anyone use their laptop on planes to do
work? I need a new one.
I do.
Because, you know, have you ever been on a plane, like, coming back from a show or something and seen, you know,
you
people that you know?
And doing, yeah.
Yeah, I saw actually a competitor of ours writing up a proposal for a client.
You
right
know, somebody in the industry.
I could read it verbatim.
Somebody in the industry sells, like, you know,
yeah,
stuff to block that out. Yeah, the blinders.
Yeah, I would recommend that because I've seen lots of things on planes that, you know, I'm sure the person wouldn't want someone to see.
That's not only laptops.
No, I wasn't. But, you know, you got to be careful.
A couple other quick tips. Beware free Wi-Fi services because that's an easy way for people to steal information and data. Log into your company's secure email system rather than using a free system like a Yahoo or something that comes with a Verizon or Comcast. Also, don't save passwords in a Word document or any other type of document on your laptop. And you need passwords for everything. Also, disable cookies. You don't want to be able to easily go on there and find things. And disable the guest account in Windows.
Kathy and I are looking like, what the hell?
Disable cookies.
Kathy likes cookies.
I like cookies. Well,
why would you disable them? No, those are some great tips, Jim.
Right. You know, well, because a cookie, it allows that website you go to know that you've been there in the past.
Yeah.
So it'll load quicker and easier because it creates a path. Now, I don't know if that's technically correct, and I'll look at the tech guys, and they shrug their shoulders.
They're shrugging. So, don't know.
I just know that you should disable your cookies. I always erase the cookies and erase history.
Like
I will
Milano's.
Never disable my
there
cookies.
You have it.
You know, there's also something that you could put onto a laptop that's like a chip that can follow it in case it gets stolen from you.
Like what do they call that?
A LoJack?
LoJack, yes,
it's like
thank you.
Yeah, it's like a LoJack for technology.
The point is to make it hard for people to to access your stuff.
And then most important, remember to back up your information on your laptop.
Yeah, I got to do that.
Back that up.
I'm bad about that.
All right, guys, thanks very much, Joe. We have Bill, a distributor on line one. Bill, how are you this morning?
I'm well. How's everybody?
Good,
thanks. Bill.
Hope you all had a nice holiday.
We did.
You too. Bill, do you have a client dilemma?
I do.
What is it?
I do. It's a freight issue with a order of desk calendar pads.
Uh-huh.
I ordered them from, I'm in the Chicago area, and I ordered these from a supplier who ships out of Arizona, and the weight was approximately 1,500 pounds.
Ooh.
And, yeah, the freight charge came to be $985. My customer kind of freaked out on that because he said that it's a chemical supplier that my customer is, and he said that they do quite a bit of shipping, and they get a discount from their carrier of up to almost 74%. Now, I have a couple logistics clients, and I called them, and I mentioned this, and they said, yeah, Bill, we give quite a large discount to regular customers that ship with us. So they said that they could have routed this themselves, which I did offer to do, but was never taken up on it, for about $300.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm with Kayser and Blair, and my rep requested a freight manifest. So I got all the information, and they were getting a discount, but their discount amounted to about $300.
Mm-hmm.
So my customer is really, really livid about this. And I've had them. They were my very first customer since '93. So I don't know. I'm at a loss of what to do. I was willing to knock off $250 from the $980 and eat it myself. But I don't know. Maybe should I have my vice president at Kayser talk to the supplier and say, hey, what's going on? Or I mean, they insist that it's a legitimate charge, and I don't know. I've talked to four or five trucking firms, and they did say that it was quite an excessive freight charge. And this was shipped in September.
Is the supplier a preferred vendor with Kayser and Blair?
Yeah, they are. They're in our catalog, and I've done this order for, like I say, since I started it with them. I introduced them to the product since about '95.
It's been the same order since then,
mm-hmm.
And the freight hasn't been nearly that, I would assume.
No, it was actually anywhere between 5 and maybe 7 at the most.
Since it's a preferred supplier, have you talked to them? Are they willing to cut down the price?
My rep did talk to the supplier, and they, so far, there's been no movement. They said that that's the freight. And I'm just wondering, it's hard to tell because they did send me, like I say, the freight manifest. I don't know if they're using the freight as a profit center. Even Kayser adds, about $30 for shipping and handling paperwork. And I talked to other distributors, and they said they do the same thing. But
it's difficult because right in that time frame is when gas prices were at their height.
And a lot of companies were adding that surcharge.
Right. So I'm
not
surprised.
And there was a surcharge also. There was a fuel surcharge.
It's a long-time client. I mean, it might be a hard, pill to swallow, but you might want to, eat that charge now and then look at this next year when you come back to this. I mean, if this is an annual order, there might be something you work out with a different carrier, with the supplier, and with the client.
I would agree. I would definitely absorb the cost this year, but I would double back to the supplier when maybe, Bill, when it's time for your VP to renegotiate their preferred vendor status and make that a point of contention, that they need to be better at being more amenable with the cost of freight because, there's no reason that it should be that exorbitant.
I agree. Or just have my own client say, hey, you guys, here's the information. Take your carrier yourself and go pick it up.
Hey, Bill, we've got Brian on line 4 who has a suggestion for you, so we're going to put you on hold and listen to Brian for a moment, okay?
I appreciate that.
And stay with us so that we can give you your Starbucks card. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hi, Brian, line 4.
How's it going?
Hey, Brian.
Good.
Hi.
You have a suggestion for Bill?
Well, yeah, it's not an earth-shattering suggestion, but I think any of us that have been in the ASI business for 10 years plus, we've all been faced with the exact same scenario, and I've done this a couple of times, and I guess I've been caught off guard from this situation a few times, just assuming everything's going to be fine freight-wise. What I might suggest is to have this gentleman that called in offer to split the freight bill with his client, and then in turn go back to his supplier and say, okay, I want you to split my portion of that freight bill with it. So basically you're paying a quarter of it, but... bottom line is that this customer's been with him for a long time. He's going to have to make some concessions if he wants to keep them, and then let it be a cheap learning lesson. A few $100, that's a cheap lesson. I've been stuck with a few $1,000 learning lessons before, and this isn't all that bad, and maybe just a good wake-up call.
Sure.
So a lot of times vendors will consider that if you put enough pressure on them and say, look, this isn't right.
Well, thanks so much, Brian. And the editors here are shaking your head. I think we agree with your advice. Stay on the line, and we'll get your information for your Starbucks card. Thank you. We have another distributor, Ann, on line 3. Good morning, Ann.
How are you?
Hi, Ann.
Great. How are you?
Good. I heard you mention some tips earlier about for distributors always ordering at the last minute. I was wondering if you had some for clients because they – they tend to order. I have a particular client in mind that always orders at the last minute, which is when I think mistakes are sometimes made, and sometimes they get the product, and I think if we had more time, they might have ordered a product that they're happier with. I don't know if coupons would really work in their instance. Do you have something to kind of train your customers to order a little bit in advance?
I think it's just constant contact with them and know what they do on a yearly basis, whether it's an anniversary type program, a new product rollout type program. You need to stay in constant communication with them and give them a little heads up. If they do something every June for, say, employees, you need to talk to them in April, say, look, June's coming up in a couple months. What are you doing for your employees this year? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And if you have Outlook, use Outlook. The calendar there is wonderful. You can put things in there, and it'll give you that pop-up reminder to, call someone to say, hey.
Yeah, they're probably just procrastinating. They need someone to pin them down.
Well, everyone's busy, too.
I think they're just a very busy, and this is just a last-minute item for them.
And
so
they'll see you following up with them as kind of an added service.
Sure.
Like you're doing the work for them, reminding them, hey,
you're
it's time
marketing
to order
arm.
For this. Right.
Yeah, make it for easy as easy for them as possible.
Right.
Well, thanks for calling.
All right,
stay on the line. Take care. We have another distributor, Walter, on line 1. Good morning, Walter.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hey, Walter.
Happy early holidays to y'all.
No, thank you.
My question or my problem is every year I try to get clients to purchase holiday gifts, whether it be baskets or food items along that line. And every year I seem to have a problem because with the warehouse clubs being out there, they tend to go that route with holiday gifts. I think a lot of the reason why is price-wise, the markup, you know, in our industry on a lot of things is a lot higher than the warehouse clubs that are getting, you know, like baskets, Starbucks baskets or
you mean
food.
Like BJ's type clubs?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Sam's
yes,
Club,
either
yeah.
Costco or
gotcha.
Or Sam's Club.
Yep.
Do y'all have any suggestions on how I might go about, you know, switching them from Sam's or any one of those warehouse clubs to myself as far as, you know, that's concerned?
Well, again, it's the value-added service that you provide, reminding them that it's time to order for the holidays or birthdays or employee anniversaries. And also, you're having the items shipped. I don't know if BJ's does that.
And how about the value of personalization?
Right, I was going to say that. I would stress the branding value that they can get out of it, that your clients can achieve by sending items that are actually personalized with their logos or the message that they want to send to their clients mm-hmm. during the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, in a gift basket in our industry, every item in the basket can be personalized.
Right.
You know, coffee, mugs, every single thing. That's something that those stores just can't do.
Well, that too. And I would also use, especially if it's food, I would use samples. Get samples from the suppliers and take that to your client and have them try the food. Some of the stuff at Sam's Club is going to be sitting around since, you know, August and September, because that stuff's coming out earlier and earlier each year. So you don't know how long those cookies have been sitting there or that tin of peppermint sticks
and
or whatever.
And a lot of times they include the cheaper chocolates and things like that when the industry suppliers, they provide...
Yeah,
gourmet chocolate.
Really brand
right,
name stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so again, I think it's quality, it's personalization, and it's the level of service that you have. So anyway, thanks for calling, Walter.
Thanks,
hold
Walter.
On the line for just a minute.
Okay, thanks.
All righty. Well, it's December, and who can guess what that means?
Gifts?
It's almost the end of the year.
No. Nope. Anyone else?
It parties?
It means a new season of American Idol. It's just a month away,
guys. I can't wait.
You're such a dork.
I'm a loser.
I gave up on that show, and I'm happy about it.
Kathy,
oh, you're full of
me
it,
too.
Andy.
Me too.
Kathy, America's most popular show is changing up some of its marketing tactics. Tell us more, please.
That's right. Well, you know, we had our own American Idol here a couple weeks ago.
We did. Justin Guarini came and hosted a karaoke night.
Justin Guarini was here. My ears are still bleeding from Joe Haley's rendition of My Way.
Oh, that was a beautiful rendition.
By the way, Justin was very cute, and I thought that he was fabulous.
He was very
nice.
He was
a really
good
sport.
Very personable.
And no one can say anything like that about me.
Anyone who will let Joe sing on stage.
Joe, you're very
him.
Nice and very personable, too.
I'll
times.
Say you're fabulous.
Thank you.
Anyway, what's you, happening with American Idol marketing?
Well, American Idol is playing up on people's emotion. They're trying to get people emotionally involved in it, which I already am, and I know you are, too.
Yes. Oh, my Lord.
Yes. Last year, their tagline was Dream Big, but this year, they're trying to... speak to the notion that the next American Idol could be anyone, a waitress, a cowboy, a single mom, anyone but Joe Haley.
He's and, too old anyway.
I'm singing cowboys.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I'm still in the room.
Joe's getting, Joe
I'm
is
still
getting
here.
Torn
the,
apart.
The whole idea is after this kind of divisive presidential election,
mm-hmm.
They're trying to go for a sense of cohesiveness that we're all in this together. Let's pull together. So their new tagline is share
Come on,
your
Simon.
Voice.
There's
share
Captain Killjoy.
Yeah. Share your voice.
Yeah, really, Andy. Yeah, call him Captain Killjoy, but he will watch every episode, just so you
of
know.
That?
Will,
of America?
American
Absolutely
I
not.
Yeah, okay.
I'm done with that show.
All right. Okay, thanks, Kath. Well, now it's time for everybody's favorite
cohesion.
New segment, Joe's Rant.
Oh, my
Woo-hoo!
God.
We get to hear Joe Haley
oh
rant on
God.
A daily basis.
You're crazy. The vein of my
Wow,
spine.
I love that. Our listeners only
oh
get the opportunity to hear Joe rant once a week. Joe, what are you ranting about today?
All right, now.
I can't wait.
I'm driving into work yesterday, and this just doesn't happen yesterday. It happens all the time. And I'm at a red light on the first car there, and... this guy starts coming across the street in a late turn screen for me, and I swear he slowed down, taking his time and just looking and just taking his time across the street. What happened to hustle, people?
Huh? Is he walking
hustle?
Or driving?
Hustle.
He's walking.
Was he
He's
extra large?
No. Is he just 18, 19
years
old?
Maybe he got tired.
Old? He's crossing the street.
No, I've heard you talk about this before, though. Pedestrians really bother you.
Was he texting?
No, he wasn't texting, but that's a problem, too. But, you know, hey, look, he's not the only one out there. We're all trying to get to work. We all have places to go, and he could just speed it up a little. What happened to hustle? Tell your kids when they cross the street that they should hurry up. You know, cars are important, too, just as important as they are. We all know our children are important. But, you know, let's hustle it up, people.
All I can say, Joe, is you should never – oh.
Ooh, watch out.
Oh, be careful. You should never, ever live in California because I don't know if you've ever been out there.
No.
But pedestrians have the right of way, and a pedestrian can cross a busy highway, and every single car will stop and just wait for them.
Are there any pedestrians? They're all in their cars.
That is crazy.
No, it's all – there's – yeah.
Listen, I'm not asking to run out of the way. Just a little hustle. I swear people slow down.
I'm a sashayer. I'm definitely a sashayer.
You sashay across the street?
I do.
She's wearing 6-inch heels. She can't do anything but sashay.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks for your rant, Joe. We're going to take another moment and just take one final phone call today. We have Joseph, a supplier from Domestic Distributors, on the line.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm checking to see. We got a little slow in business now, and we're thinking if we should rather lower the prices for the end users rather than the suppliers. Let's say, like, instead of an R code, put a lower code.
I'm sorry, you're a distributor or a supplier?
We're a supplier.
Okay, and you're thinking about lowering your prices for end users?
We should rather lower the prices for the distributors or for the end users that they look up on Logo Mall, so they should rather see the low pricing. And we should put the lower code to make that the distributor will make a smaller percentage on it.
Well, I mean, I think it really just depends on your company strategy as far as its profits are concerned. You know, where are you?
No, we're going to stay with the same profit, but if you should make like a 40%, the distributor should make 40%, and we should have the end pricing will be higher. Or it should rather be a lower end pricing, and the distributor will make a smaller percentage on it.
It's a tough call. You know, I don't know that distributors are necessarily willing right now to take a lower percentage.
10,000 people look up on Logo Mall,
right?
Then 10,000 websites Logo Mall. It's rather to be better in pricing for the end users. If they look up on low-cost products.
Well, discounting can attract people, for sure. People expect that discount, although,
so
you know, moving forward.
So if we have now a 40%, it would be a good idea to lower it for now for 30% to look if people are going to try to buy it more.
I would say as long as you're comfortable with the idea of that 30% number being the actual number moving forward on that product line, then yes. Because people expect discounts once they get them the first time.
But not necessarily a good long-term strategy.
No. I would say a limited time offer. If you're going to do it, if you're going to discount your prices, make sure it's a sale for, you know, 2 months or 3 months or something. Don't do it long-term.
Well, thanks very much for calling, Joe. Unfortunately, we are out of time today. Thanks to our show sponsor, I Promote You. And thanks to all the elves in our studio today. Great show. Most of all, thanks to our listeners. Be sure to tune in again next week, when we'll give you the chance to weigh in on the hottest promo products for 2009. Thanks, and have a great day.